One of the year's best conjunctions happens this week. You don't need a telescope or knowledge of the constellations. It'll be a dramatic, in-your-face event. And while it's fascinating for anyone, children are particularly mesmerized. It's something they don't get to experience in everyday life. Conjunctions fascinated all civilizations and cultures through the centuries. The symbol of Islam is a conjunction between the moon and a bright star that is almost certainly the planet Venus. This motif appears on over a dozen flags, and that's what will happen Friday evening, but with an amazing bonus. Okay, so this Friday evening, February 20th, look toward the direction of sunset between 6 and 6:30 p.m. It will almost knock you backward. You'll see the skinny crescent moon closely meeting the brilliant returning planet Venus, which has been absent almost all of last year. As if this wasn't enough, the little orange planet Mars will complete the tiny triangle. Mars could be overlooked by anyone who just takes a quick glance, simply because the moon and Venus are so much brighter. It's also interesting to ponder the distances to these three nearest celestial objects to us. Use the speed of light, which is so fast that if you could travel that quickly, you could go from here to California and back and then back again 60 times in 1 second. Light from the moon takes about 1.5 seconds to reach us. At their current distances, each photon of light from Venus requires 10 minutes to get here, and 20 minutes from Mars. If it's cloudy Friday evening, have another shot at it the next night, Saturday, same time, around 6:15 or so. Now Venus and Mars are even closer together, but the moon has moved on and is much higher up than the pair of planets. Mark it on the calendar. Don't miss these marvelous conjunctions, especially Friday evening, down in the west. And bring along a child, if you can. For A Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.